AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it's opponents of the president who are responsible for the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday night.
It's not just the media. It is the entire Democrat Party has made their pitch to voters across the country that Donald Trump poses an existential threat to democracy, that he is a fascist, and that they compare him to Hitler. I mean, these are despicable statements that the American people have been consuming for years. And so many mentally perturbed individuals are led to believe these words are truth and then are inspired to act on it.
Authorities say Cole Thomas Allen from California tried to storm the dinner with guns and knives while President Trump was there. In a message to family members, Allen referred to himself as a friendly federal assassin and made repeated references to the Republican president without naming President Trump and alluded to grievances over a range of Trump administration actions. Iran has offered to end its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz without addressing its nuclear program. Two officials with knowledge of the proposal told the AP Iran also wants the U.S. to end its blockade of the country. Pope Leo vowed to keep working to overcome differences with the Anglican Communion. He met at the Vatican with the Archbishop of Canterbury, Sarah Mullally, the first female leader of the Church of England.
We must not allow these continuing challenges to prevent us from using every possible opportunity to proclaim Christ to the world together.
A robbery suspect now faces murder and attempted murder charges in the shooting of two Chicago police officers. In New York, a man pleaded guilty in the 2002 killing of Jam Master Jay, the DJ in the pioneering rap group Run DMC. The school says Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby has entered treatment for a gambling addiction. This is AP News. A man convicted of killing an NYPD officer will spend the rest of his life behind bars.
A Queens courtroom was packed with New York City police for the sentencing of Guy Rivera, who was convicted in the shooting death of Officer Jonathan Diller during a 2024 traffic stop. The judge ordering Rivera to 115 years in prison, the Queens DA calling it essentially a life sentence. Rivera was acquitted of murder but found guilty of aggravated manslaughter. And in a emotional statement before the sentencing, Diller's wife spoke directly to Rivera, telling him that her family had been given a life sentence without her 31-year-old husband and the father of their child when he was killed. Julie Walker, New York.
State health officials say South Carolina's measles outbreak, which was the worst in the U.S. in more than 35 years, is over. Close to 1,000 people got sick. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.